Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Beyond the Ordinary Show. This is John Burgos, and I want to just let everybody know who's online and who's listening to the replay how grateful I am that you guys are sharing the space with us. Today, we have a very special guest. It's someone that I've gotten quite close to because just her energy is just phenomenal. She's an absolutely incredible person, extremely talented, and she is here to really serve you as the audience, to make sure that you receive information and tools that are going to take you to the next level and get rid of the stuff that's no longer serving you, the stuff that's holding you back. So I'm super excited. Karen Abrams is going to share with us today. She's going to talk to us about how the strong connection that we all have when we come into this world as infants. She's going to talk to us about how we can let go of the baggage that got in the way along the way. She's going to also tell us how to reconnect with pure source again and how to merge with the natural state of contentment that's our birthright. And we also may get into that, discovering how our connection has always been there to the source and how our thoughts were really the only obstacle that got in the way of that truth. And she's also going to take live calls and Q&A. So if you guys want that are calling on the line, for everybody that's on the line, if you want to raise your hand, I believe it is star 2 to raise your hand. And if you are listening online, you can type in your questions and we'll go through the questions as well. So feel free. Karen's totally open to taking questions, and she's going to lead us through some incredible processes that the whole audience is going to benefit from. So you guys definitely are going to want to stay on the line. She's phenomenal. For those who don't know her, let me tell you a little bit more about Karen. Again, I just think she is absolutely phenomenal, and that's my opinion. I'm sure after this call, you'll probably feel the same way as well. But for nearly 10 years, Karen Abrams has been practicing theta healing. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state. There, they're able to shift their thoughts away from the negative limiting beliefs to more positive perspectives, a process of healing that can free them from long-standing emotional burdens and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Now, Karen first came to theta healing after watching her friend transform her life with it. Curious, Karen began to study theta techniques herself, gaining immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that theta healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. A UCLA graduate of psychology, Karen honed her listening and observation skills critical to theta healing through her extensive experience in the education field. For more than 30 years, she has worked with a broad range of clients, from doctors, lawyers, and business people to actors, writers, healers, and stay-at-home moms. Karen is now a master theta healer, certified instructor, and relationship expert. She's a rising star on the international telesummit circuit. And again, we're just so thrilled that I'm thrilled that I can have her here on this show and in the human potential movement. And her practice is filled with clients and healers from all around the world. Karen's main topic with us today is going to be your direct connection to source is a perception away. And Karen, without further ado, I want to welcome you. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. And as I've gotten to know you, I would say the same thing about you. You're amazing, and I feel really grateful that we can share this time together. It's pretty fun.
Well, it's not only fun, it's phenomenal also, because really we, you know, it's incredible how all the speakers, and again, I just have this deep connection with you. It's just started mm-hmm. and came so naturally, but I think it's in that resonance of really wanting to help to teach others what we have learned so that they can continue to grow, because we've grown so much from it.
Right.
And every time I talk to you, it's a new learning experience, something new opens up. So I was just so excited to have you on the show today, because I know how much everybody's going to benefit from what you bring to the table. And I have to let everyone who's listening on the call also, Karen, you're really quiet about your gift. You do it in such a humble way. Karen's extremely powerful. and she doesn't necessarily own it in her tone, but man, when she does a session with you, it's amazing. So I had to start with that. Karen, and I do want to ask you, I know you do this theta technique and it's quite phenomenal, but you know, from talking to you and doing a session with you, you're quite intuitive as well. It's like theta is one of the tools that you have in your tool chest, but you can see pretty far. Did you come into theta because you already knew you had this other ability and you use theta as part of your main platform, or did theta actually help you develop these abilities that you have?
I think I kind of, I would say yes to both of those. I had started, I'd been told a few times before that I was psychic, and I had no idea what that meant, and I just said thank you. and then years later, I started meditating and with a group of women, and we started doing readings with each other, and I gabbed really long when people would ask about stuff. And when I found Theta, you know, I think that Theta essentially is like this one-stop shop, because you, when you work with people, you know, you are tapping in through Source, through God, to find out what's blocking them from, you know, achieving whatever it is, if it's health or, like we said, emotional health or career or anything like that. So it really opens up your intuition. I think that's when it grew and expanded the most. And I think, you know, I think as with any technique and any muscles that you use, this one uses your intuitive muscle. You can look intuitively inside the body and see what's going on. And you just, the more you use it, it just really gets in there. You can be a medium and, you know, because spirits come in a lot of times, somebody's, you know, whoever, there's a relative that has passed or a friend that has passed who comes into the reading. So it's really a one-stop shop in that sense, but I think I did come to it with a little bit more, and I definitely was somebody who always talked about relationships, always talked about human interaction, and that's always been something that's fascinated me, even before, I mean, I studied psychology at UCLA, but I think it's really when you get out there and you're with people and you're learning yourself through your own relationships and through your friends and everybody else. I've been someone that, I don't know, for me, I've been fascinated with all of that probably since I was in seventh grade. So I was the one to talk to in seventh grade about your boyfriend. I had quite a practice.
So you've been honing your skills since you were 12, 13 years old.
Probably, okay. Yeah. I think things kind of, you know, come along the road and then kind of meet you when you're ready. And I was doing education work, and I really enjoyed it, but there still was a part of me that felt like, what am I really going to do, you know, what else am I going to do that's going to fill? I still felt like there was a gap to fill, and I think, you know, Theta came in this, you know, sort of sideways way for me, because I had Vianna Steibel is the founder, the creator of Theta Healing, although she says that, you know, this type of healing has been around for thousands of years, but she's the one who brought it to the surface this time. And it took me a year to get into, have a half an hour reading with her. So I'd heard about her in my meditation group and then had a half an hour with her and thought, oh, that was really fun. And then a friend of mine started working with her, and then as she changed over a year's time, I went, wow, that's really interesting, just big, big change. And then she started making a lot of money, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, that's coming on the end of that. And then I did it, and I had been suffering from anxiety for 6 years, and not a lot of people really knew about it because I always had the smile, and I always sounded even keeled, but on the inside I was shaking, literally, with tremors, and I'd been going to therapy for about a year and a half, so when she hosted one of the times when Vianna Steibel came into town, and I took the beginning Theta class, and it literally changed my life. It was, the anxiety left after 3 days, and I was just stunned. I didn't even know for 2 more days after that it actually happened.
Wow.
And then I realized what that space was in my body, that I hadn't had been out of fight or flight for 6 years. So it was quite a surprise, and then it was just, I felt so drawn in by what had happened to me that I studied it and I took classes, and when some of the symptoms of the anxiety came back, then I had skills with me to chip it away and heal it, and I did. And I definitely was a candidate, you know, I was in therapy for a year and a half, and it probably would have been easy for me to take medication and to take something for 3 days and heal something like that. To me, it was my miracle. that helped me look beyond what, you know, what was conventional to see that this was possible, you know?
That's amazing. And I have to say, for all of you that are listening on the call, I actually had a session. I've been talking to Karen on and off for, gosh, what, close to 3 months now. And I finally had a session with Karen a couple of days ago, and it's the process is amazing and how you go in. And I want you to – I want to ask you another question around this, but it's how you feel the energy transmute and move when you go through a session is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm pretty sensitive, but it really blew me away. So this is – I didn't realize how powerful this work really was. I knew there was something very special about you, and I've heard great things about Theta and what it did, but I hadn't experienced it. But the experience that I had with you leading me through it was just absolutely extraordinary. And if I hadn't have gone through that, I don't think the conversation that we're having today would be quite as meaningful, and I couldn't really have related as much as I can now of what you're saying. And having said that, I really want you – I'd love for you to explain – how Theta helped you get over the anxiety so quickly, what it actually did, what that process did for you, and why it was able to achieve it.
Well, the process is basically a very simple meditation. And I always say that this is all it is, what it does from there. It's sort of like a friend of mine did a karate that had two kicks and two punches, but what you could do with that was remarkable. You could defend yourself for life. This has a very simple process. Basically, you go into a meditation, you connect to Creator, God, Source, whatever you name that energy to be. And when you connect to that energy, in Theta Healing we call that seventh plane energy or pure unconditional love energy. This is the stuff that's created everything. And when we hit that, what happens physiologically in your brain is that your brain waves go into the Theta state. And the Theta state is when we slow down right when we're starting to dream. And I always say this, but hypnotherapy uses the Theta wave because that's how we access our subconscious. So we have – that was one of the great things about Theta Healing when it came about. I mean, there's a lot of more research that has been done in the last few years about Theta, specifically with Theta Healing. But we had decades of research with the Theta brainwave through hypnotherapy. And the difference being this work has a divine connection. It's a different connection. Same brainwave, different floor of the hotel. And anyways, when we go into that space and we access your subconscious, then energetically we can shift only with your permission damaging belief systems, traumas and resentments and hatreds and mistakes and failures and all of those things and regrets, and teach you how to forgive and forgive yourself and really get to the bottom of who you really are. I liken it to, I remember when I first started doing this work and I got this image of myself with like 8 grocery bags in my hands and filled to the top, each one of them. And what Theta does is just pull out all that food inside and then throw away the bag and pull out all the food and then throw away the bag. And so it becomes easier and easier and easier for you just to be yourself. And I know I felt this way. I don't know if you did. John, I do find that people who are in, the healing arts tend to have, their own story but similar experiences or similar themes, is that I started feeling much more like my baggage and less like who I really was. I was a happy soul. I knew it. But by the time I hit my mid-20s, I wasn't so happy anymore. And I knew it was there, and I just couldn't reach it. And when we were talking about the topic today, about kind of being one perception away from being connected, that's the way I felt. I felt like there was, this glass window in front of me, and I couldn't penetrate it. So what Theta does is through that meditation just really gently goes in there and you say yes or no. I would like the energetic download of what it feels like to be completely loved, what it feels like to be embraced by God and nurtured, and how to get God's perspective on, maybe you have had a really tough relationship with your parents and that's just been holding you back. And for some bizarre reason, that's why you don't make any money, and that's why every business you start closes down, you know, because of you getting the same fights you used to get in with your parents, and it all breaks down, you know. So we're always trying to recreate ourselves, and we're always, I think our subconscious always comes back to the things that we haven't resolved and brings that back, and we manifest it again and again in our lives, hoping that this time we'll get it right. This time we'll solve the problem, because I'm not 4 years old anymore, scared of my own shadow. This time I'm an adult. I'll figure it out. So it just comes back and back and back until we resolve it, and then we don't manifest it anymore.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's been amazing. And you said that you actually had to go back in, so you dealt with the anxiety, but it came back. Did it come back as strongly, or was it just something that you noticed easily because you had been there before and you knew you had to do more work on it?
You know, it did come back lighter. It actually did come back, but I knew the feeling, and I was like, oh, I'm vibrating again. Okay, let's just work on that. She did so much work around, you know, I believe, I'll tell you this first, I believe that anxiety is compressed emotion, and everybody's compressed emotion might be different. It might be a lot of fear, it might be grief, it might be anger, you know, excitement, nervousness, you know, tension, all of those things, but for some reason you've held it down and you've made it very compact, and now it's, you know, there's little lightning bolts coming out of it and it's shaking your body and your nervous system. So that's the technical way I say it. So I think that mine, what I noticed with a lot of the work that we were doing in that first basic Theta healing class was like getting rid of fears, getting rid of phobias, getting rid of prejudices, getting rid of grief. I noticed as the time went on, and resentments, big time resentments for me. I had a lot of self-hatred, a lot of harsh self-judgment, and I was beating myself up all the time. I was very nice and understanding with everyone else but myself. And that really lit that up for me in a way that I now had a technique to be able to deal with that. And that's kind of how it started, that whole healing process started. But it went really quickly once I'd gotten that first chunk out. And then when, like you said, it came back, but a lighter version of it, it just very nicely and easily just kind of dialed down.
And again, you had the tools to be able to dial it down with. You were equipped, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think a key of it's also having someone great to lead you through it. So I know there's other theta practitioners out there. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when I was booking for the show, I started reaching out to other ones, like, nope, don't reach out yet. You don't have the right one on yet. And it was through an introduction that someone actually introduced me to you, and we spoke and we hit it off, and I just knew that you were the person who was supposed to introduce Theta to the community, who for people who aren't familiar with it, and I'm so grateful that you are, because it just feels right, and you're extremely powerful, Karen.
Thank you.
Again, we talk about Theta a lot, but the way that you carry it, I think you can carry a tool, but you know the tool can only be carried as far as the teacher perhaps has taken it. So again, your capacity to carry this information and to heal people with it, it is quite tremendous. Again, for everybody who's just joined us on the call, because I know a couple of people had to jump on late or jumping on late on the replay, Karen is going to take live calls and we are going to take Q&A. So if you are on the phone call or have dialed in, you can press *2 to raise your hand. Or you can also type in your questions into the webcast Q&A, and we will take questions. So definitely take advantage of this, because, again, Karen's quite powerful. And Karen, I know, as you know, we'll get into the questions here, the live questions here in a little bit. I know that you also said that as we go through it, that a lot of the questions, a lot of the information is going to resonate for the whole audience as well.
Right.
And so that will act as the healing component for everybody that's on the line, because we all have similar issues, right?
Right, because somebody's going to call up and say, you know, I just never forgave my mom for the kind of parenting she did with me. And everyone's going to go, who? You know, we're all here together for a reason. And so I even take the downloads. Everyone should take the downloads, because it's going to come to you in your version of what's going on. So, yeah, so that's why, you know, even having an individual caller get on the line, other people if they're taking the downloads or getting the healing also.
That's fantastic. It's phenomenal. Yeah. Now, before we get into the calls, and there's a couple of things I want to go through to so we can really get some good understanding about what it is and how to really level up this work. The topic today is your direct connection to sources on your perception away. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I think that we are always connected. I mean, I was understanding that on the subatomic level, we're all literally everything living and unliving and undead is all connected. And so we're always surrounded by this very loving presence. And it's really what we've been through, the baggage that we have, the way we've reacted to the kind of life that we've lived, that we feel separated from that. There is, you know, people talk about the illusion of separation. It's just the belief that we think, you know, some people think, oh, God's there for everybody else except for me. You know, a lot of people feel very isolated because of the kind of upbringing they had, or they came in feeling like that. Theta works on four different levels. It works on the core level, which is everything from this lifetime, our genetic level, which is everything that you came in, all the beliefs, fears, phobias, et cetera, that you came in from your ancestors, our history level, which is our past life and our collective consciousness, and our soul level, which is just the deepest part of those other ones. So there's a lot of places that we can access things. Plus, I always say, because of all of these levels, there's a lot of people on our board of directors that help us make a decision, you know, in that split moment. And so the more we can get rid of those self-resentments, the more we can get rid of all that pain that's inside of us, what takes the place of that in that space is that unconditional love. And when that's there, that's what everything's made of. We can feel that connection, and we just, you know, our natural state, and I believe this wholeheartedly, our natural state is joy, because it's not natural for somebody to be crabby. It's not natural for someone to be mean. Or resentful. Those are just reactions to what's going on, and you were trained by someone to have that reaction, most likely. And so when we can access those moments that everything changed for you, maybe in a negative way, and we can shift that and heal that, all of a sudden you feel better because that's your natural state, that trauma wasn't natural for you. It just hit you and left a mark. And we're here to learn from the event without holding on to the negativity. And that's how we create, you know, the wisdom of this work begins to happen with people. Because you just start understanding, like, oh, well, maybe if my mother wasn't such a great mom to me and she was abusive and she had a short fuse and she was very judgmental, oh, you know, her mom did that to her. And I bet her mother did it to, you know, her grandmother's mother did it to her, and that this, you know, that they had relatively few instructions on how to parent. And they suffered the way that you suffered, but they just didn't know how to turn it around. So, you know, they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And when that happens, you know, that unfortunately, you know, it just goes down from one generation to the next. But we just keep feeling more and more dislocated from all of from that source, from that loving presence. And I also believe that's because, you know, when our parents, especially when it's something with our parents or our family, you know, the parents feel like gods because, you know, we're babies and they're you know, seven times as tall as we are and weigh, you know, 50 times as much, you know. And and so, you know, we look at them, and if they give us a truth that is, you know, a skewed perception or a painful perception of something, that's our first, without knowing, that's our first entrance and introduction to the world. And so we may curl up, we may circle the wagons to protect ourselves from what we believe is out there.
Wow. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And it's funny, the image that I got earlier when you were talking about these emotions, these, you know, the anger that comes up, or, you know, for a grumpy or whatever, I got the image of, it's like a festering splinter, and it's really about removing the splinter that's causing the irritation, and you get to your natural state of being. It's no longer bothering you and at the surface anymore.
Right, it's gone. And what I've noticed after doing this work for almost 10 years is that I'm content and sometimes really happy, but the bottom of me is content. And so no matter what happens, and heavy things have happened, because you can't control what happens to other people, and there's going to be friends who die and relatives, and, you know, there's a lot of things out there as you get older that start happening that are pretty intense sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found is that no matter what, I will always come back to being content. That I'm not going to hold on to anything that happens to me if it's going to hold me back. I just won't do that anymore. And I think when you're young, you tend to hold on to pain. I always say that pain is like somebody put a spiked ball in the middle of your hand and then made you forced your hand around it, right? And so you're like, ow, ow, ow. But eventually it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, and it sort of numbs out. But if somebody triggers you and you move it a funny way, all of a sudden, you know, you get triggered and something happens. But when you're able to forgive, and I'll talk about forgiveness, the definition that I found from Theta Healing was that forgiveness was about letting go of the pain that you cause yourself or that other people cause you. That I saw a picture in my head of this hand with that spiked ball opening up and that ball just rising out in the hand healing. Just letting go of the pain that others cause you or you cause yourself does a tremendous amount to bringing you back into that space, and you don't want to hold on to that pain anymore. You don't want to hold on to not forgiving someone. And, you know, like we talk about forgiveness, the way I learned forgiveness, and tell me if this is similar to yours, was it just takes time. Over
right.
time, you'll forgive. No one, I'm like, but what is it? What is it? Well, over time, you'll forgive, and it'll be okay. And basically, the misunderstanding that it's okay that that person did that thing to you or that you did that thing to yourself, and that we can condone the behavior. And my feeling is really, and what I got from that was, it's not even about condoning the behavior. It has nothing to do with that. Do you want to let go of the pain that this person caused you? Yes or no? You know?
Absolutely, right.
And,
right.
And then it's a part of your past that you've learned from. You're not changing it. You know, it happened, but you're accepting, yes, this happened, and I'm letting go of the pain that caused it. You know? I'm not going to have it affect me anymore. It's done enough, you know? And
yeah,
those
and what,
are the things that bring that love in, that self-love, and that connection to God, that perception that maybe we are connected. Maybe this is, I just do feel good, you know?
I think that's phenomenal. And what I was going to say is that releases the energy so that you can let more of the good stuff in. You can let the love in because
yeah.
you don't have this chaos going on around you anymore.
Right.
Energetically, it's huge. I mean, even from a scientific perspective, when they talk about how energy is released and put out and how it organizes and reorganizes, once you move out of that chaos spot and you can organize it in a manner that you can work with it, then you can actually guide in the energy that you're looking to guide. It's kind of like, you know, supposedly how the law of attraction is supposed to work. But it's really leveling up to a new way and taking ownership of what you resonated out so that you can get that back.
Absolutely. And I think ownership and responsibility are very, you know, similar terms that I think are very, are important when you're talking about healing yourself, whether it's through energy work or a walk or exercise or anything like that. Take responsibility for what you're doing. And I also say with this work that energy work is fantastic and it is very, very powerful. But you need to do that work, but you also need to do the groundwork. You need, Bayana used to talk about, have a plan, you know, when we're talking about, let's say, manifesting an abundant life in general. You have to have a plan. Just feeling good with yourself will actually, you know, there could be a lot that happens from this, but unless you have a plan and that you're moving in the real world that is, you know, brick and mortar, made of brick and mortar, then you're only doing half the work. And you have to have both. In order to really, you know, the most successful people who are also happy, because we know the other kind too, there's definitely people who have that, are doing both. They're doing the healing work, they're doing the energy work, and they're doing the groundwork.
Right. And I think that's such a great point. And we've had some iconic speakers on the series, and they're so successful and so open and so authentically coming from heart. Every single one of them has done different type of work. If there's no one modality, but there are techniques, there's tools, there's information that's available that build upon the other. And they're constant students of what's out there. And again, the way that you explain it on building upon the foundation and the different layers of it, I think it's so important for people. I think it's so important. And in my session, you even said that when you and I did the session together, you said, you know, you've already done this other work. I can see it in your field. Mm-hmm. Because of this, we can actually go deeper and we can actually get to other things. And this, you know, is just something that facilitates that next step of the process.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's so beautiful in that aspect.
Yeah, no, you. One of the things that I really loved about this work and made me feel attracted to it, besides having that healing, was that Theta and Vianna Stiebel very much honor all the modalities and say, great, do everything you can. When something's going on with you, do everything you can. Make Theta a part of it. It's a great support to whatever else that you're doing. And like I was doing therapy, and then I had Theta. And that got me to the place, you know, where I stopped doing therapy because I had nothing else to talk about. You know, and I had made it to the other side of it, and it was that combination of those two things that got me there, you know. And so I always say that this is a wonderful support to everything that you're doing, and everything counts, everything matters, all the work that you've done. And it'll just, you know, all of that will be waiting for you, and then the Theta might just whoosh you over the cliff so that you're flying now.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. Well, Karen, I am guided to start taking some phone calls, maybe get into some questions in between the calls and the questions.
Great.
I just have a feeling that things are going to open up for us that are going to be pretty incredible during a call. So I just want to jump into it, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, guys. Okay, everybody who's listening on the call, again, you can to raise your hand, you can press star 2, and it'll raise your hand, and you know, I'll try to get to you just as quickly as I can as time allows. And if you're listening on the webcast, just type in your question into the Q&A box there on the webpage. And, again, we'll try to get to that just as quickly as we can. There's a lot of people that want your assistance, Karen, so let's get started here. Let's see. We have a caller from Milwaukee. Hi, are you there?
Yes, it's me, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Thank you so much for picking up the phone. I had an accident in 1994, hit by a full tanker, and I have gained weight now. I'm way too heavy. All right, like 220 pounds. I'm 5'5", and my left hip now is so bad. I have to take, it's real sharp pain. Mm-hmm. And I meditate, I do things, I try to talk to the pain, you know, I don't yell at it. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would recommend for me.
Okay, you said your name was Joan, right?
Joan, yes.
Joan, okay. Joan, is it okay if I come into your space?
Oh, please.
Okay. So what I said, for those of you who are unfamiliar with this work, is I go into the meditation, I ask if you can come into your space, and then I ask if you'd like different energetic downloads of how to do this or that, or see what this or that feels like, or to release this or that. And your job, if you want it, is to say yes, and then that energy will come through your crown chakra into your subconscious, into every cell of your body, and start doing the work. So it's okay if I come in, Joan?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, you were hit by a tanker? Does that mean you were on?
Yes, I was. I wasn't driving. My friend was driving, and we got hit by a 2-ton tanker. And
wow.
It just,
wow.
I did go unconscious. My father was a doctor. He's passed now. And he said to my sister, he said, just wait. This is going to get her. And no one told me that, right? And all of a sudden, I'm hurting. And my sister said, Dad said you would. It's on my left side. when this tanker hit. Now, the woman that was driving did die. She died in my lap.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I've thought that I've worked out the guilt, any guilt about that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on it, but okay. I can't seem to get the pain.
Okay. So let's first, I want to do some basic downloads, and I want everybody to take them if you would so do so.
Yes.
There's my
yes.
English going.
Yes.
Okay, so let's first give you God's definition of unconditional love. Is that okay? Do you want
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's bring that in there. And let's show you what unconditional love feels like, because this is part of what's happening here. There is a lot of guilt and shame around surviving this.
Oh, shoot.
And had you been driving, you know, if you were, I mean, honestly, 1 or 2 feet to the left.
Yeah.
And it would have been you. So, although I feel like, although that we could say that was a death door for you, knowing that you survive, I can see that. I kind of see somebody in the back seat with you. Was there anybody else in the car?
I thought there was. I
feel like there's an angel there. There's like somebody there
oh,
making sure that you're okay.
Oh, an angel, yeah.
Yeah, so...
There wasn't anyone, but...
Yeah, I feel like there's a male figure in the back.
Oh.
And he was there holding your space for you. And the other person, it was their, you know, it was their time, so... Let's see.
Yeah.
And so you know that when that, you know, it was such an abrupt and it was so, like, what I hear is the sound, and the sound was, which was so terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you survived the sound. And for her, I think there was more shock than there was pain. So I want you to understand that, because it takes her body a while to register something happening when it happens all of a sudden.
Yeah.
There definitely was fright in those seconds. And there was terror. I just feel like I'm not sure if she ever got to pain, just so you know. It's
yeah.
not real clear that I think she was out of her body and she was sort of waiting for the body to finish what it was doing. She was quite surprised, you know, but just so you know that, because, you know, no one ever thinks anyone's going to die in their lap.
No.
So before we get into that, I want to give you, and this is for everybody also, just that give you God's understanding on the accident and when it is your divine timing to leave your body and make that transition, die. And this was her time, but it wasn't your time.
Yeah.
And I recognize and want to know that I understand how I can feel that and just understand that there's a lot of compassion coming into you right now, and let's have God just show you how to receive that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And all that compassion is just love. Just love loving you up, okay?
Yes.
Just getting you so you can kind of hugs from the inside out. That they understand what you went through. There's a deep, deep understanding of that. Okay, I can feel that. Wow. That feels really, there's so much compassion for you. And there was so much compassion for your friend. And understand that she was just lifted out gracefully and gently. And when somebody came to her and let her know what that was that just happened. And brought her into the light.
Yeah.
So understand that she came through it okay.
Ah, that's good.
And although, you know, what you're left with is scary because you think there's a loss and there's a tragedy on that side of things. In Theta, the third plane is we talk about seven planes of existence, and the third plane is where we are. And then the fourth plane is the ancestors. So at once you don't have a body, you're vibrating very quickly. So I feel like, I always say heaven is here. It's just vibrating around us. So we don't see it. So, you know, once she was free of her body and she realized, it just took her a while because she was in shock for a while, even in, you know, out of her body for a while. But she got it and she was okay and she made it. And there was somebody there who was very understanding who took her over.
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's an aunt or someone or grandmother or somebody like that. It was just a female. So... Let's go back to whenever it was, whatever lifetime and level that you began to believe you were unworthy of unconditional love, God's unconditional love. Is it okay if God changes that there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Unless you know what it feels like to consistently be worthy of God's love, of God's unconditional love.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and receiving it too, okay? We're going to go back to where that you felt unworthy of that and believed you were and have God change that. And everyone should take this, you see? Worthiness is the bottom of so many things, okay? And being worthy of God's love and receiving God's love. And God's going to show you how to also because you forgot how to a long time ago. There we go. And so, remember, good fortune, good health, money, all of those things are just different forms of love,
yeah.
Unconditional love. So God's just lighting up every room of your house. You understand that that is truth. And that you're made of love, that we are made of one good sperm and one good egg.
Yeah.
And when they come together, there's a little spark, and that's that love. And so that's... I like to say it's the third ingredient. Might have been the first. But there we go. And you can feel that. So that's why we're connected, because we're made of this stuff. Okay?
Yes, yes.
There we go. Wonderful. And so now let's just have God show you what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective. And once again, find that spot where you felt you were unworthy of that and change that. And let you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of complete health. And whatever shame, there's shame and guilt around that, so let's have God release that for you.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Wee-hoo. And the burden of what happened to you, let's have God release that from every cell of your body.
Yes, yes.
The burden from the accident, the burden of the trauma. And just release that and show you how to live without that.
Yeah.
And understand, you're getting God's understanding of who you are that comes in and takes the place of that stuff, okay?
Yes, yes.
There we go. So that you understand who you truly are. Because this other stuff is just your reactions to stuff, you know?
Yeah, right.
And the pain, I feel like the pain is the impact of the accident, the sound. Of the accident. There's nothing that prepares you for something like that. You can't practice that. So let's just have God go in there and just release that pain and that sound from your body, from your bones, from your cell, from your hearing.
Yes, yes, please.
From
yes.
your memory. And I say not to forget it, but to take out all of that terror of that sound.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
And whatever mark it left on your ears,
yes,
and in your head, I can feel it like on the right side.
They said I was deaf.
Yeah. Let's release that sound and just give it to God. God can take care of it. God has bigger ears than you do. Okay?
Take care of it. Yes.
There
yes.
you go. And God has bigger shoulders, so let's take that all of that burden of that off your shoulders, out of your hip. And something I remember my yoga teacher teaching me about many, many years ago, that you hold anger in your hips.
Oh.
And who's angry about that happening to them, right?
Yes.
And like anybody out there, when something has happened to you and you just, you know, it changed your life.
Yes.
And you're so angry at God, you're angry at yourself, you're angry at the person who it happened to, you're angry at the person who died, you're angry at all of these people. It's all you can do. And is it okay if God releases all of that for you?
Yes,
replaces
yes.
that with unconditional love?
Yes, yes.
There we go. And still coming out of the sound waves, they're coming out of your hip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And showing you what it feels like to move forward from God's perspective is bring more joy in our hips. Our bodies are very literal.
Yes.
And it's been hard to move forward since
yes.
then.
Yes, yes.
Right? Somebody stopped you. You were moving forward. Somebody stopped you.
Mm.
And so is it okay if God changes that for you now? That yes. happened, but it's done?
Yes, please. Yes.
They stopped you once, and then you hopped over it, and you kept going.
Okay.
And that we can bless that experience and change learning the hard way into learning the easy way.
Oh, yes. easy way.
And let's just have God show you what it feels like with this new incredible lightness of being. You also blamed yourself for not dying.
Oh.
And so is it okay if we release that?
Yes, please.
And this is really interesting. I really like this. So give you God's definition of taking responsibility. Everybody take this because it's so cool. It's just owning that something's happened. It's part of, like, acceptance, okay? But God wants you to take responsibility from God's perspective for surviving this accident. Take responsibility for living since then, okay?
Yes.
Because it's all about bringing more joy in. That's a fun thing to take responsibility for.
Yes, I never thought of that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't either when I heard it. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Like the definition.
Wow.
Okay? And just opening up that space to accept yourself unconditionally for who you truly are. And God's going to give that to you.
Yes.
And all that blame and resentment about this, it's leaving. And resentment, and look, there's this part of you that feels like you failed because you got in this accident and that you failed ever since. And let's have God give you the truth on that. And for everybody else, whatever that moment was where some big thing happened to you,
it's
the same thing.
Yes.
Hers was just more dramatic.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey.
Wow, I feel your heart really opening up, Joan, and also your solar plexus really opening up. So let's just bring it, make it every one of those chakras really big.
Yeah.
And let all that out. There you go. And Joan, let's show you how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out, okay?
From the inside.
Inside out.
Inside.
I know what that feels like.
Love myself.
Yeah, good stuff. And now you're a lean, mean fighting machine here. How do you feel?
Oh, I just want to go and walk. And I'll lose my weight if I can walk.
You can walk. And so God's going to do a big healing on your body, and everybody else who wants this, I'm taking it too, just so you know. To take a big healing, because all of us together create the power and the space for this healing to be powerful for everyone on the call, everyone who listens to the replay. And definitely Joan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank
and just, and God's going to show you how to live without the trauma of this accident, without the burden, okay?
Yes.
That you be in acceptance that, yes, it happened.
Yes.
And things have happened since then, too.
Yes.
And life has happened since then. We're going to give you God's definition of that. There you go. And I will say this to everyone, and I might say it again at the end. This is going to be going on with you for more than a few days where when you go into theta, when you go into your sleep state, you're going to be working this out, okay?
Oh, thank you.
But listen for 1 second because it's important. If you have any residual feelings that feel yucky, fright, scared, depressed, whatever, you might also get joy. But if you have any of those other ones or beliefs that you've had a long time that you know you were done with a long time ago, that are coming up, just understand your body is just releasing a lot right now because it's so happy from what it just did, okay?
Yes.
So imagine that your crown chakra at the top of your head is the lid of a garbage can. Open it up and just say goodbye. Just snap your fingers and say goodbye. Don't analyze it. Don't stuff it back down. Don't go, oh my gosh, I haven't felt that in 40 years, and what am I doing feeling that now? Oh, no. This is worse. It's not. It's leaving your body. Say goodbye, snap it, and keep. That's your favorite word in the next week. Okay.
And my whole body is just buzzing.
Yeah. You're ready.
My feet.
You're ready.
Everything.
And like I said, like we said before, all the work that you did before this.
Yes.
And this. Okay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Fantastic.
Bless you. Wow.
Thank you
so much for calling. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And let me know how you're doing, Joanne, okay? Write me.
Fantastic. Wow. Okay, I have to apologize to everybody who's called in. I have to apologize. I should have put a disclaimer on that this phone call will cause you to well up. It will cause you to get the tears.
Invest in Kleenex. Invest in Theta. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. It's like I should have forewarned you guys, and I'm going to put it on the replay when I send out the email. warning signs. You will get emotional. You will clear things, and you will feel lighter afterwards. I felt that as Joan was going through, and I felt things lightening up. And we have comments coming in through the Q&A also. People are, they're writing and they were in tears. Wow, I felt like I was going through that. Cindy from LA wrote, Karen's an incredible, effective healer. My life transformed profoundly with her help. Mm-hmm. It's, another person, again, I was going through the process also and I couldn't help but well up. It's amazing. It's amazing how when you hit that core, these things just light up and we start letting it go. And of course, our emotions are part of that, what helps to transmute it, obviously.
Right, absolutely.
So it's phenomenal. Now, Karen, I know going through the process of you is amazing, but you've also put this phenomenal, and I'm still going to take more questions and more calls, so I want you guys to stay on the line, but I think it's really important because some people just have the hour invested, they have to go do other things. I really want you to explain what you put together in this package that that you have for Beyond the Ordinary, because there's so much information there and so many tools that I know are just super beneficial. They want to make sure that the listeners take advantage of it. And for those of you guys who want to follow along in the package, you can get to it at beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen1. That's K-A-R-E-N and the number one. And again, I'll send out the link for it during the replays. But again, so you can follow along. It'll be fantastic because there's so much information here. And I'll let you go through it. And again, I'm just excited because you make it so easy. You make it so easy to actually go through this work.
Right. Well, the package that I put together is called Manifesting Through Transition. And it's essentially, I think it's 35 MP3s. And what they are is there's a 30-day program, essentially, about helping when we're going through a transition that a lot of times, let's say you got fired, you had a big breakup, something happened, even like what happened with Joan, that going through that transition of coping with something, an event, that sometimes right at the beginning of that, we're so focused on the negativity of what just happened to us that it really pulls us down. That's when, the plumbing in your house starts creaking and there's a big leak somewhere, or your car breaks down or your tires pop. A lot of things start snowballing in a negative way because you're so focused on what just happened to you that's where all your energy is going. And so what I did was I decided, what if you could cope with that transition using Theta Healing and then also get the tools to manifest positively in your life at the same time so that you're not kind of nailed twice for something that happened to you, And so I developed this program. I created an MP3 of an hour session, a theta session, that deals directly with whatever the event or the transition was, and that you do separately. And after that, you go through 30 days where you get energetic downloads, like some of the ones that we've gotten today so far. And you get them right before you go to bed, about 10 minutes before you go to bed. You turn this on, you go into Theta with me in this recording, and I ask you if you'd like these downloads. And what that does is right before you go to sleep, whatever you're thinking and you're feeling, you sit in, you bathe in for anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. So if you go to bed, those newly married couples who say, I promise I will never go to bed angry. And they do. If you've ever gone to bed angry, and I have, it feels horrible. And your sleep is very fitful, and you never feel good in the morning. No one ever feels great after going to bed angry. But when you go to bed with these energetic downloads, what it feels like to be loved, nurtured, supported by the universe, loved from the inside out, going to bed and having, how do I say this, like figures from the light come and guide you through your sleep gently, and so much more that I can't really go into it right now. But if you get that every night, like that your gratitude, that your compassion, that your love, all of those sorts of things, that you are marinating in that for 8 hours before you wake up in the morning, that's moving you forward in the right direction. So even, you know, when, like we said, we have some sort of transition and we're like, you know, oh, I'm so sad, I'm licking my wounds, I'm upset, I feel cheated, I feel this and that and this and that. And then you go to bed and you go, okay, let's let go of those feelings. And then let's show you how loved you really are, how safe you really are, you know, how protected you really are, how strong you really are. Then you get that acknowledgement and you get to move through it. And so it's so easy. All you have to do is listen and say yes, either in your head or out loud, and then go to sleep. And there's different topics for every one of the days. And like I said, they're very short meditations, very short things, very powerful, that'll just lead you into a very gentle sleep and lead you energetically in the right way to begin to manifest what it is that you truly want, so that you don't stray off the path too far, you know? You can come back to it while you're actually acknowledging and dealing with what's going on. And I haven't seen anything like that out there. I've seen healing from this, healing from that, and I understand that. But no one's ever, that I know of, tried to help you acknowledge and heal and move forward all in one package. So it is a really wonderful, beautiful experience to go through it, and I absolutely recommend it for anyone who feels, if this resonates with anyone out there, you know, it's just really wonderful.
That's, and you make it so easy. I mean, really, 10 minutes before you go to bed, and what a wonderful thing to go to bed with.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you're not going through a transition, to take those downloads is really great. You'll just feel better in the morning. And I started doing that myself and giving myself those kinds of downloads. And since then, more and more things are opening up for me. It's amazing. The most amazing people that I've ever met have come into my life since I started doing this. So everyone will have a different result with that, but that's been mine so far, and just much more joy and health.
Well, and again, what you're in essence doing is you're changing your energy, you're changing your broadcast,
right.
And again, what you broadcast out is what you attract. And mm-hmm. So, again, you're attracting phenomenal people in your life and opportunities, and I know lots of things are showing up for you that hadn't before. Slew of clients just out of the blue come out, you know, what, 4 to 5 weeks ago, that you weren't quite ready for. And so you're packaging all that and getting all that ready.
Right.
But again, it's because you keep shifting and you keep working through this and you keep using these amazing tools. And that's what you're providing this package. So someone doesn't need to work with you specifically, even though, of course, it may speed up the process and all that. But these tools in and by themselves are tremendously effective and powerful.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, again, it's for everybody's on the call and everybody's listening to the replay, that Karen's work has been phenomenal. Again, I experienced it and I think it's great. And again, 10 minutes a night for 30 days. And again, this is something that you're going to own also, that everybody's going to own the downloads of these MP3s, right, Karen?
Yeah, you own them for life. And like what I say with all, you know, Theta recordings and Theta sessions, like I take these basic downloads almost every time that I offer them to other people, because you are always, you know, you're always going to be somewhere, and it's going to be somewhere different than you were before. So that if you even just use this program as, these just have really wonderful, warm, loving downloads for me to go to bed to, and you could do it that way, or you can use this again and again, because you'll just be in different places and different transitions will come up for you. So, it's like, you know, 30 mini Theta sessions and one big Theta session for you to you know, go through, and anytime you need it, it will always be at your beck and call.
That's fantastic, fantastic. Well, again, for everybody who's interested, this resonates for you. I think it's a phenomenal program. Karen, her integrity is just phenomenal as well. I'm trying to think of a better word for you, Karen, but it's just, you know, you're just so open and so heart-centered, and you know this works, and you know you approach this, and you're so passionate about this work because you know how effective it is for everybody. So I can't speak enough about what I think of you and as a person. And again, if Karen's behind this full-heartedly, there's a reason why. So, again, check it out. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain from it. And, again, it's easy. It's easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah, and again, you can check it out. We'll send it on the replay, but if you want to access it right away, you can go to beyondordinaryshow.com/Karen1. And with that, Karen, let's get to some more calls and questions. I know a lot of people are still popping up. Let's see. Oh, this is an interesting question that came in. This came in from Kathy in Oceanside, California. I used to have a house out there, a beautiful place. Kathy's asking if this work can work on autistic child who hardly speaks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're, you know, sometimes they're inside their body, sometimes they're outside their body, and they're in their own world. But yes, actually, energy, they react very, very easily to energy. It might not be as long of a session, is all I could say, because they get it so quickly. I would say that with children, too, because they get it really quickly, and I'm feeling like with autistic children, too, and even autistic adults, that energy comes to them very quickly, and they absorb it very quickly. If they want to get better, they do, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I can certainly see that, so that's phenomenal. And let's see, let's jump on to the next question. Oh, this is fantastic, and I think a lot of people go through this. This question comes from Melissa in Los Angeles, and she writes, hi, I'm having trouble believing I'm really powerful enough and can really manifest and make my dreams come true. Can you please help me? Thank you.
Yes, I think that's a question that we all have asked ourselves at one point in time and may ask ourselves every time we come up against something. So I would just like to get a process for everybody. Is that Melissa, you said?
It's Melissa, right.
Okay, Melissa, say, let me know if it's okay to come into your space. You just yell from where you're at. Yes! And everybody else who wants this, let me come into your space.
With your permission, I'm going to answer yes also from space that I'm coming in, because we can all certainly relate to this.
Oh, yeah.
And we all have dreams that we want to go to, but we're afraid that we're not enough, that we don't deserve it, that we're not powerful enough. I'm going to answer, Melissa, with your permission, I'm going to answer yes to a lot of these questions so we can carry the energy for the whole audience that's listening.
Absolutely. And I think there is a deserving factor here. So let's go back to whenever it is that you, whatever lifetime and level you decided you were undeserving of good fortune, and let's have God change that from there. And there's a lot of vows, and vows are kind of unconscious promises that we made, and that once we make them, even though it might have been out of this sense of integrity and honor that we did it, then it becomes to drain us and pulls us, and it takes our freedom of choice away from us. As I'm sure everybody has felt obligated to do something, even though they didn't want to do it, they still did it. That pull. So it's that same thing. So there's vows to give your energy away. Weird. Okay, I thought I was going to say power, and I said energy. So let's have God complete and finish all vows you have to give your energy away. If this resonates, say yes. And don't worry if you're mistaken. God doesn't give it to you and then take it away. So you're all right. And then all the vows you have to give your power away to others, let's have God complete and finish those. Oof. And all the, okay, and then there's a lot of taking out these vows to take on other people's energy in order to heal them. And so let's have God complete and finish those. And then all the energy that does not belong to you, that belongs to others that you took on in order to heal them, let's release all of that out of every cell of your body, every lifetime, every level. So many people have this on the call. Please say yes.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. And just feel that leave your body. Yay. And understand that what comes in is God's understanding of who you truly are, and knowing, a very deep sense and knowing of that. There we go. Nice. Woo. There it goes. Okay. And so let's have God. So there was a time where you began to believe that you're nothing and that you're worthless. And let's have God change that there and let you know who you truly are from there. And then, I'm going to watch that for a second. And then I'm powerless came in. So let's have God change that. There we go. And give you God's definition of power. And there's a lot of fear of conflict. Like, if you have power, then people come against you, that they have to, you know, like it's always about an army, and if there's one army, there's going to be two armies. So let's have God let you understand the truth on that and what the power we're talking about when we talk about you accepting unconditionally who you truly are from God's perspective and accepting your power unconditionally, that it's possible to do that. And I'm feeling I'm threatened by my power is what's coming in, so let's have God change that. And that all the trauma that you've experienced from others who are threatened by your power. There's a lot of passive-aggressive fear, and then there's outright hostility. All of that, just release that from your body. There we go. Nice. Whoosh. Okay, and there's just a lot of that powerlessness, and let's just, the feelings of powerlessness, let's just have that release out of your body. Seems to come from like solar plexus area, sometimes gut. And I feel like I see somebody beating the power out of you, so I don't know who that is for everyone. It feels like that might be something that happened in your life. I'm not sure. But anyways, let's release that and release all that abuse and that suppression. Release that out and let go of all of that subjugation. And there are vows of servitude, the vows of subjugation. Let's have God complete and finish those to get all that energy out of you. And to be, and I felt this way too. Have you ever felt that way where when you're trying to figure how to do something, or there's just something you've always wanted, why haven't I gotten this yet? You know, you feel like this tiny little pea in this huge world. And so let's have God change that perception of yourself, that you are any smaller than the universe, that you are any smaller, that we are all the universe. We're the chocolate chips and the cookie, you know? So we're all together in this. And that's important. All of a sudden I felt, oh, that's okay. We're all in this together. And when you take vows of solitude, there we go. Thank you. Let's complete and finish those. And I am alone, I'm in this alone. Let's have God change that too. Okay. There we go. So, feel how different that feels. I can feel that in my chest a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And feel how different that is. Cool. Okay. And that I'm feeling like you have to forgive yourself for believing that you were powerless. So let's let go of that pain that you've caused yourself and release that pain you caused yourself out of your body from believing you're powerless, and forgive yourself for allowing on a soul level you to be subjugated by others. And let's just release all that and persecuted and all of that. There we go. Whew. There we go. There we go. Okay, let's just give you body healing and everybody else who wants one. And let you know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes. And see how you walk out. And we'll give you one more thing, or everybody here, just how to stand on your own 2 feet, what that feels like from God's perspective. And one more thing about this that comes up a lot is the definition of the unknown. This was my biggest fear, I think, in my life. And when I asked God for the definition of the unknown, I got that it was a ball of clay with your hands and God's hands on it, shaping it. And so think about that when the changes that you want to make in your life, to let you know how possible it is to shape that into what you want it to be.
Hmm.
There we go. And know what that feels like. There we go. All right. Melissa's cooked.
Fantastic, Melissa. thanks for that question. And that was, wow,
great.
I felt that on the, I felt it resonating for so many people on the phone call.
Yeah.
And as you're taking Melissa through that, I can feel my solar plexus. I can feel my chest like getting tight and then expanding.
Yeah,
I can feel things loosening up through my shoulder. So this is fantastic. It's, again, everybody listen on the call, what I'd suggest is listen to the replay again. Or if you listen to the replay, listen to the replay again. And go through this process. Really put yourself in that situation and do this release technique and then amplify it with the fantastic offer that Karen has. It's just going to amp it up anyway. And go through the 30 days of healing with it and use it over and over again so that you can continue building upon it and use it to its full benefit. This is phenomenal, Karen. This is great. And people are writing in. It's like, gosh, I just lost that one. Poppy wrote in. My name is Poppy from Adelaide. I'm not sure where that is. Wow, that was amazing. That released the stuff that I felt was in Joanna's body. So she's writing about Joanna's process. Mm-hmm. And in mine at the same time, it was like a connected release for me. So this is powerful. Powerful,
yeah.
Powerful information. And again, I'm getting people writing in that are saying the same things. Like, wow, I can't, you know, I was welled up. I felt, you know, all my stuff in it. I felt things releasing that I didn't realize I had. But after you started talking us through it, I was there. So just fantastic. Melissa, again, thank you for writing that in. That's great. And I think that resonated for so many people, including for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, can we take another call, Karen?
Absolutely.
Let's take another call. We have here a caller from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, are you there?
Yes, hi. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Colleen, and I was just listening to you, and I kind of spaced out. I was wondering if you could check me and see what is blocking me from moving forward into my life.
Tell me what's going on with you just a little bit.
I'm in the middle of a big move, and I'm starting over, and wanting love to come back into my life.
Okay, so it was a breakup, divorce?
Yes. Well, yes.
Okay. So, all right, Colleen, is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Okay, so... when does the move occur? Is it like a week or two?
Yeah, a week.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Feels like that. So you're sort of revving up to this thing and then moving day. Okay. So there's something that's coming up in words, and let me see if I can grab it here. All these, you know, when we think about that moving day, you know, it's coming in 8 days, it's coming in 7 days, six, you know, it is that it's really important for you right now to be in the present, that moment will come, it will feel different than you think it will. And this is for everybody when we have that thing where we're going in for surgery or we're, you know, we're going into the court or we're going to move out or move in, you know, whatever it is, that day. The more we are present, the happier we can be to really be in the moment. Most people, and I, you know, my teacher talks about this, Vianna, about living in the past, present, and the future all the time, you know, and the more present we are, the easier it is to be joyful. Not to think, oh God, I've got 75 more boxes left. When is this going to end? This is the, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
instead of doing that, you're like, I am here. I am doing this right now. And so God wants to show you how to stay in the moment. This is very important for you. Because a lot of what you're doing and you're believing this day to be, all the implications that it has on your life. And these are big things, and I'm not here to tell you should stop thinking about that at all. But the bigger thing is, how do I stay present so that as I move forward, as I bring more joy into my life, that it's possible for me to co-create what I want again, you know, but this time with this whole new sense of myself, right? And so God's showing you what it feels like to live in the moment, to be in the moment, to co-create with God from this moment, okay?
Okay, yes.
and to do it without judging yourself harshly. Okay. Okay. So there's a lot of self-resentment too that I have that I think is holding you back. So for any mistakes that you've made in your life and the decisions that you've made in your life that have harmed you, is it okay if God releases that resentment?
Yes.
And gives you God's understanding of why you made those decisions. And this is why it's great for everybody here. Everybody's made a mistake. And God's also going to show you how to make a mistake without taking it personally. Okay?
Yes.
There we go. What that feels like to do that. There we go. There we go. Nice. And there's a lot of tension behind that. I can feel that kind of the solar plexus area. So it's okay if you release that tension. Ooh, and there's a part of you that's digging your heels in the ground. Look at that. So is it okay if God shows you, wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level you began to feel unsafe, is it okay if God changes that there and gives you God's discernment so that you can make decisions using God's discernment instead of fear?
Yes.
There are animals that, during a panic, will run into the fire because they're so clouded with all that chaotic fear, they turn the wrong direction. And so when we make decisions based on fear, it's very easy for us to turn the wrong direction, isn't it, and harm ourselves. Yeah. But it's really kind of God's way of going, okay, sweetie, you see, when you make it this way, you're gonna slam against the wall here. It's going to hurt a little bit. So why don't you turn around, look at everything, and then go forward. And so God's giving you God's discernment so that you can see. And something I talk about also a lot about women is that we tend to be raised with the belief that women are very intuitive, and we accept our own intuition, and yet we're also raised not to trust it. It's like we're psychic without being able to hang the shingle outside. So God wants to show you how you can trust yourself. And those messages you had that were forbidding you from trusting your own intuition, let's have God change that. And anybody who has, they believe that they can, that you can be a good person, you can be a good woman, good daughter, good wife, good sister, without distrusting your own decision making and your intuition. There we go. And that's one of the wonderful things about men, is that they tend to be, you know, I am talking in generalization, encouraged to trust their gut. Doesn't always happen, but it tends to happen that way. And so for those who still aren't trusting their gut, the men in the audience, so please take this also. There we go. And I think as we go along, we gain confidence in that place, that we begin to trust ourselves. When we trust ourselves, we were right. Okay, good. The muscle gets stronger. We trust ourselves, we're right. The muscle gets stronger. Trust ourselves, we're wrong. Don't take it personally. Figure out what it was that made you make that decision. Oh, I get it. I was a little this or that. Okay, all right, so I won't do that anymore. Okay, cool. Good to know. I had some of that myself with somebody recently, and I got, I felt very zinged from it, from what happened, and then I went, well, wait a second. What's my part in this? What's my participation? What can I change so that doesn't happen again? And I'm feeling better. I think everybody's had that. We just got to get to that point. You can feel offended. That's all right. You can feel hurt. That's all right. You can acknowledge all of that happening. And then, all right, how do we change this? Okay, and so God's showing you how to do that. And just letting you understand, this is a really amazing transition that you're making, that you are going to open up for love, but you got to love yourself first if you want healthy love. You can always, You know, you know when people say this, you know, she's such a saint, she loves everybody else, she doesn't love herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all hear that and we think that's the most amazing thing to say about somebody. And then we hear, you can never love anybody else unless you love yourself. Well, that's not true. We clearly can love other people even more than we love ourselves and continue to work, you know, in our lives. But we're just not too happy about it. So God's going to show you how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out and know that that's possible. For you, you thought that was impossible, that you don't even know how to access that. So let's have God show you how to access that. And know that every decision is going to, every good decision you make in your life is going to come from that worthiness, worthy of that good fortune and love, and worthy of the love of yourself. And the more you love yourself, the better the decisions you begin to make, the higher quality, the better the people who come into your life. And that can be a process. Self-esteem can be a process. And God's giving that to you. And I know that as I've loved myself more and more, I'm noticing the people coming in my life are that way too. And knowing that everybody's got stuff. Everybody's got stuff. Anybody you hear who's on any of these calls, any magnificent healers and kings and queens of their empires of self-help and human potential, they got stuff. We all have it. It's just part of being human. It's just how do you take it from there, okay? What are the tools you have? So God's giving that to you right now. There we go. And the confidence to move forward and bring more joy into your life and accept joy into your life. And God's going to go down into the cells and open those receptors for God's definition of joy to bring that in and close them off to your definition of failure and give you God's definition, which is just, it's a mistake. Okay. It's all right. Just swing at that. There you go. And let's just let you know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes. How do you feel?
Oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. And just that burden of living in the future and in the past, let's release that from every cell of your body, okay? And everybody else.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Because when we live in the future, we're making up a story, right? So we, if we catastrophize, it's fiction, right? Just as much as if we say, oh, and I'm going to be a millionaire, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get that. It's all fiction. Until we create that thing, just be in the moment and create what you want. And as Wayne Dyer says, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. It helps. Okay, awesome. Yay, that looks much better now. Just needed that last little bit.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen.
You are so welcome.
Colleen,
many
thank
blessings
you for calling
to
in.
Oh, thank you.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you. Wow, that's it. And Karen, you can't see it on your end, but on my end, so many people have written in about relationships, about letting go, going through these transitions of moving things or selling houses or going through a financial transition because of a breakup also. So I just find it amazing how people show up on calls and you take them through a process and how it applies to them as well. It's funny how that works. It works over and over and over again on these phone calls. It's I expect it, but the miracle of it is also just, you know, it's a phenomenon. It really is. And that's why you guys are on this call. This applies to you. Take these processes and again, replays and really put yourself there and allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to go through the emotions with it as well, because that's going to help transmute this energy just that much quicker. And Karen, you say that when we go through this process, it'll take a few days for it to really go through us, right? And to process and as we get into theta, right?
Yeah, that when we're going to sleep, we start processing what we're doing. You're getting a lot of work right now in a very, you know, quick clip. So your mind takes time and your brain takes time to process this. Usually 4 or 5 nights or so. I can kind of see 6 or 7 nights with a lot of this because there's a lot of deep, deep stuff that, I mean, I identified with everybody we talked to with all of that, and I'm sure it's going to be working on me too. So I always say also, like I said, when the other feelings come up and it feels uncomfortable, if any of that that negativity starts coming up, just say goodbye and let it out of your crown. Just let it out of your body, because it's not meant to stay there. Your body just wants to let go of more of that stuff, and just let it go, because it'll just say goodbye. That's all you need. You don't need to, there's no mystery to it. Just say goodbye to it. But
so
yeah,
we need to analyze it over and over, right?
No, and believe me, I am the queen of analyzing. Because I'm sure there are many kings and queens on this line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can analyze something to death. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I have to tell myself, like, to, you know, hey, just say goodbye. And, oh, you're right. You know, because sometimes it sneaks up on you and you go off into this scene of something and you're like, oh, no, and I feel this way, and oh, gosh. You're like, oh, wait, goodbye. And it goes.
Goodbye, right.
Yeah, bye.
And it's done. It's really that easy. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, once this work is done, once you've done this work, and then just notice, and I say this to everybody, notice what's lighter and easier, because that, what we notice, grows in size, right?
So let's give it energy.
Yeah, and it gathers energy and it grows. So notice, ooh, I feel free. I feel freer than I've ever felt. I feel lighter than I ever felt. That will continue. And you'll always notice what doesn't change, or what only changes slightly. It doesn't need an introduction. You just know, it just lets you know what's left to work on.
Oh, and what's beautiful about it also, Karen, and this just came to me also, is that what's incongruent, as things do come up, and they do, again, we're human beings, we notice it that much quicker, and then we have the tools to deal with it right away, so it doesn't have to keep
right.
bothering us until it hurts so bad that we're desperate seeking help or creating situations that are so large that we have to deal with them.
Right.
So it's phenomenal. Again, I love the work that you do, Karen, and the way that, and you're so cool about it. You're so gentle and carry just this laid back kind of California vibe. So it's phenomenal. it's very loving though. It's very
Thank
loving.
You.
It's not, so it's again. It's, I just think you're magnificent. And it's a Karen Fest today. I can't help it.
Yay! Thank you. I appreciate that, and definitely appreciate being here with all these amazing people. I mean, the energy is really remarkable with everybody here.
Yeah, everybody on the call is phenomenal. You just mm-hmm. feel it coming in. There's just so much great intention. Now, again, for everybody on the call, and for those of you who are listening to replay, you already know how to get there. But again, to listen to the replays, you can go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/replay. We'll send out the email, the replay link, and the disclosure again, because we must put that on there. Cause tears.
Beware of tears.
And also to get access to Karen's amazing package that she put together for us. Again, the 10 minutes before you go to bed, you know, for 30 days, phenomenal. You can go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen1. Karen, it's such a pleasure having you on the show. Is there any last words that you want to leave for the audience before we get off the call today?
I think that I'm very moved by the people who are on the call and the presence of the people who are on the call. I think one of the biggest things is really to have compassion for yourself, that all of our relationships and how we are in the world is a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. And it's just so important to take care of yourself and put yourself as the number one priority, and not in a narcissistic way, but in a loving way of taking care of yourself. I'm a parent. I know you're a parent. And there are a lot of people out who naturally put themselves further down on the list because they love their children and they have to take care of people. But what I'm saying is that even people who have a lot of other things they have to take care of, a lot of other people they have to take care of, even if you don't have kids, the more compassion you have for yourself, the more caring you have for yourself, the better you do at everything, and the quicker that you heal from what ails you. And I can't say that enough. It's something that we are born with, this love, and out of this love comes great compassion that is always around us. And when we can access that through our own self-compassion, I just think great things happen.
Fantastic things happen. Great advice. And I have to end with this. I just found where Melissa wrote in also, and Melissa said, thank you. That was so awesome. So exact on so many free. Can't wait to see how that shows up, Melissa.
Yeah, me too.
So it's, again, it's just, it's a testament to the type of work that you do, Karen. And again, it's, you know, with your closing words, again, it's just so demonstrative of the type of person that you are and your intention with this work. And to really help people heal at core. So again, thank you. Thank you for the
work
that you
do. You're very welcome.
It
was quite an honor. And anytime you'd like me to come back, I would be honored to come back.
Oh, a thousand times over. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely have you back. And again, thank you to everybody who's on the phone call with us tonight. Thank you for your time. Thank you for showing up, sharing your energy. Thank you for calling in for all your questions. And for being who you are, keep doing the work that you're doing. Share it with everybody that you know. Keep opening your heart and the world's our oyster. We have an opportunity to create significant change, and you guys are at the forefront of that. So thank you very much. I'm sending you all a big hug, a tremendous amount of love, and I'm wishing you a fantastic night. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.